אנחנו עוברים לחומר לימוד בנושא התנאים להגביה את עצמו.
We're moving to what are the conditions to raise oneself above? What are the conditions to raise oneself above his own circle? Excerpt number 10. Excerpt number 10, Rabash, the severity of teaching idol worshippers the Torah. It is impossible to receive the influence of the society if he is not attached to the society, meaning if he does not appreciate them. To the extent that he does, he can receive from them the influence without any work, simply by adhering to the society. Again. It is impossible to receive the influence of the society if he is not attached to the society, meaning if he does not appreciate them. To the extent that he does, he can receive from them the influence without any work, simply by adhering to the society.
This is the primary leverage for our advancement. The more we appreciate the society, the more we try to make it wider, bigger, higher in our eyes. And accordingly, we rise. Meaning the 10 seemingly remains the same 10, but it all depends on our appreciation. How much we can raise them in our eyes. So a man's kli grows only according to the appreciation of his environment. Yesterday we had we witnessed a revelation of a wider kli of ours. We didn't pay attention to it. We didn't integrate in it thus far. And yesterday we were under the influence of this part of the kli, which was heretofore concealed from us. And through that, we need to understand, we stand to expand our vessels and advance, be granted advancement. So, as we spoke before, expansion and contraction, all these actions influence us and give us the opportunity to come closer to a state where the kli will be more and more suitable for the light and cannot be by itself. A kli is not something that exists outside of us, rather what we can depict and feel as parts that are closer to one another, aimed at a single goal, are integrated of one another, incorporated in one another. That's what he says, that you can't, impossible to receive the influence of the society if he's not attached to the society, meaning he does not appreciate them. To the extent that he does, he can receive from them influence without any work, simply by his appreciation, by adhering to the society. So this is a leverage in our work, appreciating our great vessel, its power, and to the extent everyone advances and understands the importance of connection between us and appreciates the upper force that cares for us, accordingly we advance. Next.
Excerpt number 11. Rabash, make for yourself a rav and buy yourself a friend. After he has bonded with a group of people who wish to achieve the degree of love of the Creator, and he wishes to take from them the strength to work in order to bestow, and be moved by their words about the necessity for obtaining the love of the Creator, He must regard each friend in the group as greater than himself. One is not impressed by the society or takes their appreciation of something unless he regards the society as greater than himself.
Meaning each friend and each society, I need to feel them as greater than me. Then by integrating in them, by becoming dependent on them, by appreciating them, I am happy about their presence and I belong to them like a small one, a little one to the adults, the grown-ups. And with this feeling, I can advance. I need to check myself how much I have this tendency, this feeling, like a little one towards the grown-ups, that I depend on them, and it's good that I depend on them. They pull me forward. It's even better that they are strong and big and appear to me as great, as high in their knowledge, in their power, in their persistence. And I want nothing more than to just attribute myself to them and advance in this way. If a person yearns to see himself like that more and more, he becomes greater, although he is constantly making himself seemingly smaller. Because by this tendency, he acquires the integral force of the society. And then he absorbs everything from them. And as strange as it may seem, he grows precisely because of that and becomes even greater than them. It's like kids who learn and they grow up by the help of the grown-ups, the parents, but then they become smarter, more advanced compared to the parents. By annulling to the society, a person absorbs all the forces of society and then rises to a higher degree. This is the difference between the degrees. To the extent he added, attached to himself everything that's in society by annulling himself, to that extent it will be his next degree. Please talk about it. How we become greater and smarter and more spiritual with each degree. Where do we take these new discernments from? And this is even if the society is small, like Rabbi Yossi Ben Kisma and all those examples, even if the society is small, it's not important. The important is my effort, because society itself is a whole society. It's only I who view it one way or another. If I annul towards it, even if it is a society of beginners and I annul towards it completely, no problem, I reach the end of correction. In spirituality, that's how it works. There are no other definitions, only with respect to the individual. Let's go.
By annulling ourselves towards society, to society, we can get all of its force, because eventually society is in relation to each and every one of us, the image of the Creator. And the more you want to be in it, the more you can get the values from them.
Rav gave us the classic example of annulment in this world, which is kids towards their parents. You see that the kids don't have a ahead of their own. They take your words, your gestures, your facial expressions, everything. We see it. The same is with us. Like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, every moment we have to be a child towards the littlest one. We have to lower our head and absorb all those powers in order to return them again to the society and the Creator.
Because eventually only the small can receive from the great. And the more I diminish myself, the more I can receive. Rav, when he was asked yesterday, what do I have to do to diminish myself for enlarge society, he said, it's better to make the friends greater in your eyes.
Yeah, I have to work out of love. A mother doesn't ask herself, should she lower herself or make herself greater towards the child? Whatever the society needs, we have to pay full attention to the society. What state is it in? What does it need now? What can I contribute to it? And so on and so forth.
The more each of us gets rid of any self-concern, the more room he'll have for love friends.
Well, those new discernments, we take from that source from which we receive everything, the Creator. After annulling ourselves completely, the Creator gives us what we need in order to advance the world to the next degree, and accordingly we receive the discernment, our good loot, according to what's needed, according to the need of the world and society.
Rob, maybe I feel myself greater or smaller than society and I act accordingly, but the right thing is if I make an effort to increase society in my eyes and diminish myself before it, like with Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, with the example that he gave us, and then accordingly I determine how much and to what extent and at what pace do I advance, meaning if I myself appreciate them more and myself less, and really this way I subjugate myself and become integrated in them. Until it becomes revealed that I dwell within my nation, meaning that in them I discover the Creator. Excerpt number 12. Bala Sulam, he did not say wicked or righteous. If one does not have any desire and craving for spirituality, if he's among people who have a desire for spirituality, if he likes these people, he too will take their strength to prevail and their desires and aspirations. Although by his own quality, he does not have these desires and cravings and the power to overcome. But according to the grace and the importance he ascribes to these people, he will receive new powers.
According to one's appreciation, meaning it doesn't matter to me where I find myself. The influence of the environment of a person always works. So if I use my free choice, seemingly, to choose the society, everything else depends on me, how much I appreciate them, more or less. And only according to that, how much I appreciate myself towards them, I can receive through them the influence of the Creator on me. How will I stay in a state where I know that by subjugating myself towards the society, I receive from them the influence of the Creator? Please. According to the rule, I dwell among my people.
It's like there's this feeling that I didn't come to this society by chance. So I'm grateful for the opportunity to reveal the spiritual life and increase the point that has awakened. And from this I understand that I'm responsible.
They tell us that behind each friend stands the Creator. Things that the world to receive imagines it differently. So with great effort, we have to raise the friends and see ourselves small towards them. And then you can see how the Creator is playing with and arranging this entire situation.
The friends are that instrument through which I can scrutinize my attitude toward the Creator and the Creator's influence. The Creator works with me through them, especially.
So forcefully to subjugate oneself towards a society. Even when he sees that they are smaller than him and he sees that he is greater, it's not important. You have to subjugate yourself as much as possible and raise their importance, their greatness as much as possible and enter between them.
I see that there is a kind of danger in trying to first annul myself, because then again, you know, it's all about me. How can I put my ego in the center and try and annul it? And that's instead of trying to search for the point in the heart of the friends, and in regard to that upper image of the friends that I have to build to subjugate myself toward that.
And our luck is that we have a great society, a great 10, and each and every day you can find that someone, that friend that you can be impressed by. Each day can be someone else. I find each time the friend, that one friend that gives me the most impression, and I annul towards him and raise him as high as I can. And so in each moment I have someone towards whom to be impressed by in the 10.
Lately I hear more and more that the wisdom of Kabbalah is actually the wisdom of connection. We're learning how to connect, how to find that force of connection. And there's several things here. To annul myself, to see the greatness of the friends, their virtues and our shortcomings.
We have to look for the resistance. If I see, let's say, within reason, the friends is great, of course it's good, but the correction is about asking on it's precisely where I don't see it like that, and I have to work forcefully there. Next. I don't know how you can tell anything, really, about subjugation or not subjugation. The moment I think I know something, that's then it's certain that I don't know anything. So it seems to me that our best friend is fear. We have to constantly work on growing the society out of fear that we won't grow it enough, and then we will make ourselves greater and find ourselves outside right away. Next. We can tell by how the ego is running us and the environment is what influences us, and this is the point of choice. How to take a new direction with life. Where in this environment that we find ourselves in, we rise higher instead of continue life as they were thus far. Next, how do I know that? By subjugating towards the society? I don't know anything. That's how one should always imagine the situation, to constantly raise the friends, make them great, try to make them the head for all actions and all thoughts. Next. Yesterday, the day before, I heard that I have to turn the envy towards each friend to a general bestowal to the 10, not to desire that same quality because it's super unique. So that too, use the envy that I have for each one and towards reaching bestowal. Rav, if I wish to do something good to the Creator, what can I do? I have such a thought, I feel like it. Maybe I'll do something good for him. Is it possible, or it's a bit insane, but let's say. So what do I do? Go ahead, make recommendations. I don't have any direct way of working on the Creator, but I can work on the society. And if I work on that vessel that appears before me, then I work on him.
Yeah, it's like if you want to be favorable in your mother's eyes or something. In some mother's eyes. So you go and smile to some child that you don't really care about. So it's the same if you have the desire to be favorable in the Creator's eyes. We have a society and, you know, we can do the same.
And the example of the mother and kids, you know, when the kids connected, the mother feels good. That's how you delight her, when we care about one another. That's also what the Creator wants from us. As a friend said, you can't work directly towards the Creator. You have to work towards one another.
Kids, they always play being grown-ups. Like dads coming from work, moms making food. And we're doing the same. We're playing between us, love, that we love each other like grown-ups, even if we're not there yet.
He wants us to turn to him for help. So as we play this game, we understand that we must acquire the power from him, and we turn to him to be able to be in that.
If I want to do something good for the Creator, to tell everyone how beneficial it really is.
We also learned that the Creator's moods don't change, rather it's all from the perspective of the Kli. So if his desire is to do good, and if we would enjoy, then it serves the goal. And it's only through the connection, it's only by working on building the Kli, there the Creator, the quality of love, can clothe itself there.
The Creator, he made such a complicated reality, he created this entire salad. And if we want to make him happy, then it's only by pushing the friends to become bestowers like him.
Anything that increases the peace in the world.
Excerpt number 13, Rabash, the agenda of the assembly too. Before one obtains some illumination from above by himself, he should seek out like-minded people who are also seeking to enhance the importance of any contact with the Creator in whatever way. And when many people support it, everyone can receive assistance from his friend. He should know that two is the least plural. This means that if two friends sit together and contemplate how to enhance the importance of the Creator, they already have the strength to receive enhancement of the greatness of the Creator in the form of awakening from below. And for this act, the awakening from above follows, and they begin to have some sensation of the greatness of the Creator. According to what is written, in the multitude of people is the King's glory. It follows that the greater the number of the collective, the more effective is the power of the collective. In other words, they produce a stronger atmosphere of greatness and importance of the Creator. At that time, each person's body feels that he regards anything that he wishes to do for holiness, meaning to bestow upon the Creator, as a great fortune, that he has been privileged with being among people who have been rewarded with serving the King. At that time, every little thing he does fills him with joy and pleasure that now he has something with which to serve the king.
How can we convince each one himself that if I'm thinking by myself about the Creator, then I'm moving away from Him. But if I think about Him together with the friends, I move closer to Him. It's a very clear cut change of direction. If I'm thinking about the Creator by myself, I am moving away from Him. And if I think about the Creator, about coming closer to Him, about the work, about establishing this state together with the friend or the friends, I move closer to Him. How? How do we scrutinize this point, each one for himself? That either forward or backwards, it all depends on whether or not I'm thinking about it by myself or in the society with the society. How do we come to such a decisive decision that will aim us properly? Any thought that I have, you know, I, that's moving me further away. We'll have to return through a descent. And every action that I'm thinking about, where I'm thinking with the others about the Creator towards the connection with us, between us, I'm going through the shattering on the spot, which is the revelation of the correct deficiency, which I don't have, but I'm at least in the right direction toward the Creator. Together, we're moving forward. Alone, I'm moving backwards. Go ahead.
First of all, talk about it more and more all the time. And also, much of the spirit of the Congress was that on your own you bring destruction, but together we advance.
It's like the slogan of a political party. Together, forward, alone, backwards. We have to carve it on our flag and pump it into the society. It's a matter of values. If you're not working with the ten and working with them, it's disgraceful. You care about yourself. That's like, you know, create like these norms, these behavioral codes, so each one would right away feel where he is. It's a matter of talking about it and importance.
Yeah, the question is, what do you connect your success in spirituality to? It's pretty clear that only together we can get somewhere. And we have to see that whatever I do on my own, it's worthless. Only what we together counts.
Yeah, naturally, each one is asking for himself. The question is not to be unconscious, but to be conscious of the fact that I'm constantly in it and work with it, resist it, even if I can't. But I regret the fact that this is my nature. We're like cells in the body, the organs of Adam Rishon. You know, the cell cannot think of about himself. It works towards a connection with other cells, and we have to reach the same whole state.
And this revelation too is a result of our efforts to work together, that we see that we can't, don't have the desire for it, but otherwise nothing will happen. We know we're egoists and so on, but you can reveal it only when you try to get out of it.
It's not entirely clear to me what it means to think about the Creator together versus thinking about Him alone by myself. If it's what we do here, then great. But if it's something deeper, more internal, I don't know what it means to think together about the Creator. Of course, if I think about Him in my direction, it's opposite. But what does it mean to think about the Creator together? I didn't understand that.
According to what we read, maybe it's possible to understand that it's a law that without the friends, without at least another friend, you can't make the Creator great.
Because the Creator will never be important in my eyes. Rather, the whole thing about making the Creator great, making the friends great, there's no individual work there. You have to attack it together with the ten, and then it works toward our advancement.
That sounds good. Two forward, one backwards. I think that on congresses and in whatever we do, we have to accumulate experience. And
Rav, how specifically in our common effort do we make the Creator? How in our common effort together make the Creator? Arrange the Creator.
We have to,
Rav, specifically in that we become equal to Him, we resemble Him. You have made me like I made you. You too have made me. By that we come to equivalence. By that we can reach His degree.
Again, the Creator is the sum total of all the exertions, efforts, our yearnings between us inside the ten. And the more we work and start acting out of our common force, then by that we make the Creator.
Yeah, the point of connection between us is that Creator, the point where we unify all the points in the heart together, the center of the group, and that's a common effort has to be for the unification of all the parts. These efforts bring us closer to the Creator, awaken the light that accelerates forward the connection between us.
Yeah, if we're connected, then what we have in this feeling of connection is probably the Creator. It's not the connection itself even, but what is revealed in it. It's not the Creator, some image or something, but this force that we draw, and we really feel it, that there's a force that stems from the ten. That's the Creator.
My sons have defeated me, as it's written. He made us in the will to receive, and we refuse to continue like that, like the whole world, to exploit one another, to live at each other's expense, and all those things. Rather, we want to reach bestowal. We want to act out of love of others, love of friends.
This work simply draws all the force to it. It's not that we're making an effort to reveal whatever it is, but the effort is in the work between us, and as a result comes the force.
Maybe the common effort to make the creator is what we call thinking about him together, because he does not exist in and of himself. Rather, by wanting to connect, trying to connect, we draw upon us the force that changes us. We create some proximity with the force that changes us. That's what changes us.
Yeah.
We were created with the desire to think about myself, care for myself, and our common effort to connect changes the direction of things. Anyone can elevate the environment he's in by making this effort.
We have to pay attention to all the states he's giving us towards one another, all the states he awakens in us, whether it's rejection, closeness, all those states. See him standing, see him behind those, and then make him not less than others or me or all sorts of hallucinations, but him. It's all about him. Then we'll reach him.
Yeah, it's something that we can see through the small decisions that we make together. How do we gather? What do we do? Our entire interaction, in short.
Rav, how do we see it in the Partsuf? Where before the creation or the appearance of the Partsuf, we have a will to receive. Point, material point, and raw point, and then he performs various actions on it, and when he performs them correctly, gradually, restriction, masach, reflected light, then he begins to discover the upper light that's ahead of him, that's before him, and begins to resemble him in his actions in order to bestow from below up. Then he receives in order to bestow, and in this way he reveals inside of him, in his inner light, in Tanta, he reveals the Creator, and he has contact with him, adhesion with him. How do we do it in the Ten? Let's see. The opportunity is before us. That's how we need to discover him. We're only in the correct connection between us, and he will arrange it. We simply have to try.
Since
before we perform any action, it's the will to receive. When you begin to want to perform an action of restriction, a screen, reflected light, bestow, then it begins to acquire the shape of from below upwards and bestow to the Creator as much as possible, as long as it's together. And then the rosh, the head, is arranged where the thought is about bestowal. The main thing is to bestow as much as we can in our maximum unity and our ability to bestow to him. And then the rosh of the Partsuf is set in place. And then from that, we begin to receive in order to bestow in the toch. And all of this is referred to as, you have made me. So how do we make him? How, in practice, do we take everything the Creator has given us? We do it. We perform this equivalence of form. Go ahead. A bit more practical in the direction of making the Partsuf, forming the Partsuf.
How to become a Partsuf? Before the Partsuf, there is a process of Tzimtzum, Masach, and Ochozel. Not that I know what it means, but there is this process, and only then begins the building of the Partsuf. So first of all, we have to reach a state where the entire Ten annuls itself, where everyone annuls themselves toward each other completely, and then will it be possible to give us the following development?
I don't know, I feel like a small child trying to attach the beginnings of feelings he has to the words he's learning about, to connect these things, that this word means that in life. I have no clue, I want to hear the friends.
Our connection is what gives us strength to overcome, just a bit, to overcome our desires. And this connection is something that you feel whether you're in the United States, far from you, it doesn't matter, I don't have to be next to you in order to feel it. Last week it was very clear to me, I really felt it. How I was simply drawn to this. And it was a feeling that it's not something that comes from me. I kept thinking about you, even though that I was in some hole in Las Vegas. So, if you lower yourself just a bit, suddenly you discover an entire world of force that exists in the Ten.
Yeah, we also felt you when you were in Vegas, as if you were next to us. We are building a puzzle. I think it's like when Rabash writes about it. I feel my friends that are next to me, despite the distance, it revokes, eliminates the distance, and if I restrict my ego and I constantly look for, instead of looking for the benefit of myself and I'm in the friends, together we build this patsuf.
The building itself starts from the Tzimtzum. I also don't exactly know how to connect it with the Ten, but this is where you have to start.
Practically, what does the Creator give us? He gives us difficulties. And we have to take those as invitations for connection. First of all, anal. Then understand that it comes as a result of not being connected enough, as a invitation to connect, an invitation to grow the efforts to connection, work on that and draw the light, and from that we'll get a more corrected state or a different state. I don't know, I think this is the work, this is the whole work, but to annul and work, the light will give what we need.
And it starts with a kind of personal work, like the impression that we had, like the tremendous example we got, like Eyal, he was doing other things, he was at work, but he made a tremendous effort to stay connected to the friends. So, it's the effort that you make in changing the direction of your thoughts, and once you do this kind of exertion, there's room for a new kind of fulfillment.
It's like what we talked about thus far, to grow the friends. Each one has to restrict himself and what he thinks and what's inside of him, and constantly raise the friends, and that raises the other nine sfirot, and we begin to assemble this patsuf.
The practical things to do is that all the things that the friends are dealing with, these are the practical things that we're going through, and you have to turn all of that into connection. How can we connect more?
Rav, how by disclosing the love and the connection between us, establish the Creator, reveal the Creator, make Him. How by revealing love between us do we make the Creator? We discover Him between us.
We make the Creator in our efforts to connect love and our efforts to reach our vut, because then we generate a kli, and then it doesn't matter where you are in the world. You're simply a part of that kli. This is what you experience. You don't experience the environment where you are, like with Eyal. But during the day, you can really feel how much you invested, to the measure to which you invested in the connection with the friends during the lesson, and through them, you live the Creator, regardless of what you're going through.
Yeah, Rabbi Eyal ben Kisma gave such an example that will be talked about for years. We connect on top of all the separation and the hate. We have to rise above each state that appears between us, create that tension. This is where we draw it, that force to build a kli between us, a kli that resembles the Creator, where the Creator dwells. Simply continue more and more in our efforts, even if we don't understand, and let the light build what will come out.
That's a kind of feeling of importance, that no matter where you are, you have to get under the stretcher. I have this image in my head, like friends lifting something together, and you really make an effort to hold it in the air. Maybe that's the Creator, the common feeling that you have to hold this stretcher, this ball in the air. And everyone wants to make, to pitch in.
We learn that there's only two, Creator and creature. And the moment I stop thinking about myself, I'm already in the quality of bestowal and the Creator in love, like a little boy and girl, a love of friends. If I come out of my own skin, I discover immediately in the friends the Creator.
Yeah, but you really need a place to come out too. To have the friends, that we're not going into some empty space, but we know where we want to go.
By disclosing love between us, specifically artificially, we create a layer of equivalence of form with the Creator, because the ego doesn't receive any pleasure. And there is a semblance of equivalence of form with the quality of bestowal. So specifically that place that's artificial, above my desire, there, in our between us, in our common efforts, we begin to feel the essence of that quality.
Above my desire is in the common feeling that we have. Before that, I felt myself. But the effort, overcoming, and we managed by that to come to that common feeling where a new quality can dwell.
To the extent we try to grow the love between us, we create between us a deficiency for such a thing in the first place, and then the light can fill it and correct it, arrange all of that thing.
For example, on our weekly meetings, Owen, for example, that he focuses on someone, it works, you know, expressing his love toward that. It gives you strength, inspiration.
קטע מספר 24 מתוך רבה שאלף מה לדרוש מאספת חברים.
Excerpt number 24. What to demand of love of friends, of the assembly of friends, I'm sorry. Each one must try to bring to the society spirit of life.
We're thinking about how. Through this, we build the pulse of how do we connect between us and reveal, discover our common force, the sum total of our forces called the Creator.
Each one should try to bring into the society a spirit of life and hopefulness, and infuse energy into the society. Thus, each of the friends will be able to tell himself, "Now I'm starting a clean slate in the work." In other words, before he came to the society, he was disappointed with the progress in the work of the Creator. But now the society has filled him with life and hopefulness. Thus, through society, he obtained the confidence and strength to overcome, because now he feels that he can achieve wholeness. And all his thoughts that he was facing a high mountain that could not be conquered and that these were truly formidable obstructions, now he feels that they are nothing. And he received it all from the power of the society, because each and every one tried to instill a spirit of encouragement and the presence of a new atmosphere in the society.
How do we give each other the correct example of how do we make the Creator together? It says that there has to be that the Kli and the light have to be equal, meaning how in our relationship, in our attitude toward each other, we build the Creator. We more and more precisely depict to ourselves, bestow, and then accordingly. What we merit is for that light to be revealed in us, according to our equivalence of form. And so what follows then is that all of our work and resistance and collision and zivug daka and everything, it's all between us. It's all between us in order to reach the correct connection. So, how do we perform such actions between us that we're told about in Tess, that this is what happens between the Kli and the light, between our desire to receive and the desire to bestow that we want to discover? Please. You talk about it and it'll become clear.
אם ניישם את, את מה שרבש כותב לנו על החברה, אז זה כבר יבנה מאיתנו פה.
If we apply what Rabash writes about the society, it will be the parzuf.
You don't necessarily have to talk according to the order in which you're sitting. You can talk freely, like a discussion.
I see that even not according to the order, no one has nothing to say. As anything to say, so I will say. I feel just like you. I can't find a language for the language of test that's approaching us with each passing day. On the one hand, it fills me with joy. On the other hand, it shows me that I don't understand anything about these things. I don't know. Maybe the light should shine and teach us the language of the relationship between us.
Maybe we can say that the light is that thing that we call the connection between us. In life, there are two very conspicuous things. The one is when I'm with myself, the other is when I'm with you. This is very clear. It doesn't need explanation, we really feel it. Yesterday, I caught myself at 8:30 that I missed our Zoom meeting, and I felt darkness, really. It suddenly becomes really clear Now you're simply nowhere on your own, floating in space. So once we're connected with the friends, there is light and there is this gap between I, the way I am by myself, and when we're together.
I would
say, not building the Creator between us, rather we build a kli for His revelation, a deficiency that we convey to one another. And here, somewhere in the middle of the table, we want to reach this connection, this deficiency, and then we'll discover what is a partsuf, what is a screen, what is a osh toch sof, all those concepts that are emotional. I hear that for a while now, that Rav, that's the only way Rav wants to teach us tests and all those things that are written there, not mentally.
All these actions, they build the Kli of bestowal. They bridge the gap between the Kli of reception and the Kli of bestowal that we want to discover.
We know there's a will to receive and a will to bestow. The will to receive is me. It's a malchut. The moment I cancel and now myself in the 10, then the patsuf begins to influence me. All those upper 9 begin to influence me, begin to grow me, raise me. That's why I have to consistently keep this annulment, what we call ibu, in the 10. And this ibu gradually grows us and builds in us a new malchut, a new will to receive that relates to the desires of the 10. Okay, thus far.
That was from volume 6. Test. Eventually, it comes down to two forces, reception and bestowal, and as a group, we have the ability to work in between these two forces. And in our effort to reveal both the opportunity itself and also to change our nature and find out what is this connection for. So this entire language is for us to feel it between us.
We have to talk about it between us more, scrutinize this whole business of the Partsuf, see it as a system that organizes us, influences us. I will have more words than I'm missing words.
Yeah, we have to more precisely define what bestowal is. Everyone tells about something, gives the friends itpalut in a different way. And this is how you do it together. After that, we'll see how it's explained in tests, in other words.
Rav, let's imagine our prayer when we perform a tzimtzum restriction, when we want to enter ibu, conception, when we want to grow up from towards adulthood. What would be our prayer in these three stages? Prayer, a request for conception, ibu, for restriction, for ibu, and for katnut. Talk together.
The direction of our prayer should always be in regard to the annulment, for us to have the ability to be above the will to receive and to be an ubar in the upper.
I'm missing the building of the upper one first, place him in the center, make him greater, from that we'll develop all the prayers.
So maybe this should really come from the place, the request for the Tzimtzum is from the direction of the Ten, of the connection that I'm not there, but I want to be, and I want to make the effort to be there with you. So maybe this is the beginning, that there is this common force, and I'm not a part of it. So maybe that's the beginning of the Tzimtzum.
Maybe in the part of the restriction, it's what we said in the beginning, that we need to push there and see the friends and the Ten is great. Nothing about myself. And first see the Ten is a system where I can come into contact with the quality of bestowal.
Maybe we'll really talk about this together. Someone's talking about Tzimtzum, someone's talking about the Katnut. Maybe together we'll be able to build a common prayer. The prayer for the Tzimtzum is that the Creator will give the strength, the ability to...
Rav, what is restriction in each and every friend, and what is the common shared restriction? What's the difference? Go ahead. Talk to all of you together. Talk. Important thing is between the words you'll find an answer.
Even if we talk about it together, you know, I have to start someplace.
Don't start somewhere, just simply talk. Talk and you'll suddenly hear what their friend is saying, although he's not really saying it. That's it. That's how it works. You say later, you told me. And, you know, truthfully, he'll say, no way. But that's how you'll hear. You'll hear something that exists in the society, but not in anyone.
You have to subjugate yourself, yield to how the Creator, the Teacher, want to lead you. And start with that.
I can't believe I just heard it from Itai. I don't know if you noticed, but it was an innovation. Each one needs to restrict himself, cancel his ego towards the center of the group, the integration between us, and together as 1-10, we need to annul ourselves towards the upper force and adhere to him.
Yeah, I heard from Dudi now. The problem is to put a restriction on my brain, to restrict it. Because I hear what Rav's asking, you know, still I'm thinking what to say, this, that, but I simply have to talk. And for it to come out of the society and not out of, you know, some wise ideas.
It's not simple to restrict the intellect. Even more difficult is to restrict the desire. Even if I agree with what you say without any logic, but to stop wanting what I want and pushing it in the society, it's very difficult.
Maybe the annulment in and of itself is annulling before the Ten, and the common annulment is increasing the importance of the Creator.
It's getting hot because something is happening here. There's a feeling. I'll say what came through my mind is, how did we never think about what Rav said? How I always thought about my personal restriction and never thought about the Ten's shared common restriction. And suddenly it seems like this is the next degree we want to be in, where each one is holding to this and all of us together restrict. Towards what? I guess towards the light, the Creator, I don't know. But that was the feeling, that there's another stage there in the restriction that we haven't even touched.
There's like, your own pride that you have to restrict, and there's like pride of our connection, like you're proud of your team or something.
Yeah, since what's preventing us from feeling and hearing what Rav is talking about and even what the friends are saying, it's only me and my tiny desire that constantly confuses me, throws me off, and puts me into myself. So each one has to make a personal effort to restrict, and then we get the common effort.
What are the actions that we have to do, each in his own 10, and every 10 together, in order to start building the partsuf? Everyone's talking.
The effort to connect from the state where each one is like a tiniest particle from the shattering, and we connect to a 10, and in the with additional effort, it's the integration in the society, in that great group we're in. So the quality of love will spread throughout everything around us.
There has to be the same effort all the time to integrate in this single motion we're all in.
Remember that we have to reach a prayer, but constantly look for actions as if it all depends on us. We haven't tried this, we haven't tried that. Although we know we need to come to a prayer, but never let go and constantly look for new schemes of what, where can we improve and help each other.
Not to think about how will we do it later during the day, but right now, here and now, in the time that we have, that the Creator is organizing these different things for us, how do we integrate now and break through?
Questions? Are there any questions, or we are going to the next lesson?
In the instructions you just gave us, you said that it's possible to hear something that exists in society, but not in any one of us in particular. What does it mean?
Of course.
What does it mean?
It means the sound, the voice of the Creator. It's not in anyone, but it's present in everyone together. It's when you hear what the connection is telling you. If you are capable of hearing the connection, then you hear it. This is the meaning of hearing the Creator's voice.
That I have to work in parallel, on the one hand, to hear the answers, the rationale in the workshop, and on the other hand, to hear the state talking to me, regardless of the talking itself.
Yeah, of course, and this will become the rational thing.
Two questions, one from the United States. If there is none else besides him, so why do we say that we make the Creator?
Who else can do it? If it depends on our effort, the Creator brings all the conditions and awakens us up to the point of choice, and we have to choose that action where we make him. We don't have a choice in the matter. We will choose it, but it depends on how and when we can add our own exertion to it by ourselves. Second question.
Question from Italy. How will I be able to reach Kedusha, holiness?
Kedusha, holiness, it's bestowal. How can we come to it? Through these exercises. And good examples from the friends, from the environment. Krasnoyarsk? Krasnoyarsk.
Kabbalists say that it's forbidden to teach Torah to the idolaters. How is that possible if we, the next moment that the Avyut is revealed, you yourself become an idolater?
In Kabbalah, forbidden means impossible. There's nothing forbidden. You can do whatever you want. The question is, what are you doing by that? You do nothing. You cannot. It's impossible to learn this if you're an idol worshiper, meaning if you aim for in order to receive instead of in order to bestow. You cannot learn acts of bestowal, the spirituality. You cannot. One conflicts with the other. Those are laws of nature. They simply explain it to you in this way. So, you cannot teach Torah to an idol worshipper. It means that a person cannot learn if he is in order to receive. He needs to try somehow to cleave to the society, to be in order to bestow to a small extent, somehow, maybe even a tendency towards that. And then he'll be able to understand what it's described in the books of Kabbalah. This is the meaning of learning Torah. Kiev?
Hello, dear Rav. About your question about the Tzimtzum, the particular Tzimtzum, general Tzimtzum in the Ten, can I say that my individual Tzimtzum is that I restrict myself in order to connect with the friends in the Ten, and the common one is that when we restrict ourselves in regard to the Creator?
Yeah, you can say that. Beautiful. For the time being, you're correct.
One more question. The force of love that's revealed between the friends in the Ten, is it the light of the Creator or is it the Kli?
The force of love that appears is the Creator. Except it can be to the extent, to such a level that we can identify it, can detect it.
Rav, if the friends are corrected in regard to myself, then sorry, I didn't get the question.
If you see the friend as corrected, then you ask the Creator to be adhered to the Creator, to the friend, and in the adhesion between you, you discover the Creator.
USA, Northeast.
USA, Northeast.
Rav, how is it that suddenly the society influences a person?
Again,
how does this switch happen that a person suddenly allows society to influence him?
This is from a person's despair of his own strength, understanding that he cannot attain anything by himself, and that everything is in the hands of society, and in a person there's literally nothing. Nothing holy can come out of a person. He's entirely the will to receive. How can he perform any correct action? Of course not. All of his actions are only to the extent that he can be integrated in the society, and there he finds a force of bestowal called the Creator. Okay, we are going to the next lesson, which is called the Arvut, Mutual Guarantee.